The Durwood and Granny Show.
Be very vulgar.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Y'all had it on mute. Okay. We're Rick Fatty. Y'all, we're drunk, and it's time for a little show, and y'all, we'll see what happens. Hello, over servers. Hi, everyone. I hope you're far right. Is going well. Y'all, this is episode 2239 of the BFO for right the 26th of August 2016. Y'all, we're over here at the Hara Hotel, and y'all, we have a peanut gallery today. Fanny, that's a drunk peanut gallery. Y'all, we've got Chris, and we have Brian. You know, Brian is my reservation and sexual
reservationist
liaison.
Sexual liaison. And by the way, a big thanks to Brian for keeping Straight Bob busy this weekend, ticking away at the gentlemen callers that are be coming into Big Fatty's room this weekend. We've got the old shitter herself. Oh, Granny is here. Hey, Granny. Durwood is here. Say hi, Durwood.
Hi, Durwood.
And y'all, we've got someone who has never. Brian, have you ever seen a BFO before being recorded?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have a virgin. Fatty, we don't need to hear about a virgin. Y'all, this Big Dick. Big Dick's here. And,
hey.
Y'all, let me just tell you something about Big Dick.
It ain't so big.
Oh, Lord. Y'all, that was, aw, Chris. Yo, we're over at the Capri Lounge where, you know, they're famous for running out of mixers. By the way, I couldn't help but notice that the Myrtle Beach Horror Club used that tagline in their advertising for this weekend. But anyway, Big Dick is over there. And y'all, it's two for one. So what was the first drink? What was the first drink you had? He doesn't fucking remember.
Malibu and pineapple.
So y'all, you would expect his second drink. So it's the two for one. You'd expect his second drink to be Malibu and pineapple. And it was Midori sour. And everybody's going, what is that he's drinking? I said, it's Martian piss. And so then he decides he needs to have another drink. So he's decided he's going to have a paella. He's going to have a paella martini. The bartender comes over with pepper. He comes over with pepper vodka. And I said, no, he wants paella. He wants paella. And then he says, well, you know, I usually make two martinis at a time. And Big Dick is in a quandary. He's in a quandary, I tell you. He's like, oh, well, maybe I'll just have an amaretto sour instead. He goes, no, I'll make one, but you just tell me that ahead of time. He goes, okay, well, just make one. So he had a paella martini, which tasted like, what did you say it tasted like?
Turpentine.
No, that's not what you said.
That's
you said,
gin.
He said turpentine.
No, but that's not what you said. You said
lighter fluid.
That's it. And y'all, it wasn't as good as lighter fluid. So then the bartender, having heard that he's going to have an amaretto sour as his second drink, comes over and says, you ready for that amaretto sour? No, I'm going to have a beer instead. Y'all, the poor thing, he's is confused. Y'all, I'm going to tell you this about Durwood. Not Durwood. Who are you? Big Dick. About Big Dick. Y'all, Granny and I tried to get Big Dick to come over to our horror weekend, which it was normally this weekend. For what, 10 or 15 years?
15 years.
15 years. The bitch wouldn't come over here. Y'all, now we can't keep him out of here. So anyway, but so we've had the first round of 2-for-1 cocktails over at the Capri Lounge, and y'all, once again, they're running low on mixers already, and the weekend is just starting. This cannot end well, is all I can say. Now, Brian tells me today, Brian has received a promotion here at the Hara Hotel. Y'all, he is now in charge of all the glory holes here at the Hara Hotel, which really pisses Durwood off. But anyway, but I think they'll work something out this weekend. But anyway, Brian, in addition to being my reservation specialist, he's everyone's reservation specialist now. But y'all, he's at the desk today, and he gets a call from Snake. And Snake calls, and would you like to continue this conversation, Brian?
Well, he inquired as to when his gentleman caller would be arriving.
Oh, and by gentleman caller you mean me?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
The fat one.
Right. And Brian says, "Oh yes, he's arriving today." And so I've been told prepared for a visit this evening. So anyway, y'all. I'm sorry.
Tentatively around 11.
11. Okay. I'll just leave the door unlocked because I'll be asleep by then. y'all. We checked in and we got a bag. Hey, that sounds vulgar. y'all. You didn't get to hear Squeaky Kitty with the being. Squeaky Kitty is right here, and evidently Squeaky Kitty has been in the pig pen already. Come on in, Clara. Chris, can you tell us what we can expect on the schedule for tomorrow's events here at the Hara Hotel?
Yes, since we don't know.
Okay, you can. Okay, great. Would you like to tell it? Would you tell us what
drunken fun all around?
All right, and y'all, that drunken fun. Oh, y'all, I'm rolling. The desk is rolling, but it's on wheels. Thank God. Yes. By the way, y'all, I checked into my room here at the Hara Hotel, and y'all, the desk has been moved out of the way, and the sling, which happened to come over last weekend. It's a good thing, right, Granny?
That's right.
There was absolutely no room. There was no room in the Ford Escape on the way over here. Y'all, Granny brought so much shit. I mean, how many
diapers?
You know, y'all, he's got a 12x18 frame picture of June Allison with "Get Back Into Life" with Depends.
A case of enemas.
Y'all, it's almost like he's gonna have sex this weekend. But y'all, we all know Granny. The closest thing to his butt this weekend is gonna be toilet paper. But right, Durwood?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
So anyway, but y'all, shut up. The Charleston Hara Club, which is mainly me and Granny, but we've made Durwood honorary member. Do you want to call yourself a member?
Would you like
to tell everybody what you had to do to become a member?
Okay.
All right, hell to the no. That may be the title.
You had to fuck Granny.
Oh! I blew it.
Needless to say, y'all, it is. Y'all, you think I'm horrifying? Do you hear this?
Oh, God.
By the way, y'all, Durwood's had to step out of the room to vomit. By the way, y'all, speaking of vomit. On the way over here today, Durwood has decided that he's becoming very kinky, and he's looking for people who are into the vomit. And because he does what did you call it?
What?
You did the courtesy vomit?
No, I have a sympathy
vomit. Okay.
Yeah.
Because y'all, that may be the title of today's show, Sympathy Vomit. Okay. Because y'all, when you think of Durwood and Granny in the same bed, Sympathy Vomit immediately comes to your mind. By the way, Chris is in the sling. Would y'all like to recreate the ass? Granny, you said you wanted to honk Chris's. Aw, Chris's Bobo. He's over there in the sling right now. You could probably go and
honk. My Bobo on go go.
What? Granny was talking on the way over to the horror hotel today. And both Durwood and I are in the front seat, and I would turn to Durwood and I said, "Did you understand what he said?" He said, "I have no fucking idea what he said." Y'all, it's like he has. It's not just a different language. It's just.
He's on a different plane.
I mean, he's y'all, and he mumbles. He mumbles a foreign language. Is all I can say. But anyway, on the way over here, y'all, the big controversy today on the way over here, which pissed Granny off, because Granny had to refer to Siri, and Granny and Siri do not get along well together. Y'all, we were trying to decide the difference between, what was it, sarsaparilla and sassafras. And Granny was saying sassafras was what was in root beer, and I'm going, I don't think that's right. And sarsaparilla, we thought it was some sort of cocktail in the Old West or something like that. And sure enough, sarsaparilla is a non-alcoholic beverage from the late 1900s, 1800s. But y'all, sassafras comes from a tree. Y'all, who knew that there was a sassafras tree? And Granny says, "I think it's in root beer." And y'all, believe it or not, the bitch was right. it took Siri about 35 minutes to understand what the fuck Granny was asking. And it's like, "Shut up!" Y'all, he's yelling at the fucking Siri, going, "Shut up! You're pissing me off." Well, I'll just keep my lip.
No, that's what you said.
No, I said, Granny, tell you need to tell
Siri
to shut the fuck up. So Granny goes, "Siri, Big Patty says to shut the fuck up." And what did Siri say?
Siri responded, "I zipped my mouth.
My lips are sealed." And so, you know, y'all, if you get tired of Siri, just tell her to shut the fuck up. So there you go. Anything else that happened on the way over here? Y'all, we went and had a delicious lunch. We went to the Sunrise Cafe, which we normally go to for... No, we did
that
not.
That is in California.
Oh, right.
Sunrise Grill.
Right. Granny was saying, "Siri, give me directions to the Sunrise Cafe." And y'all, it was 2.5 hours away. Y'all, we were 2 minutes from it. You know, I couldn't find the entrance to the road. So anyway, so we went to the Sunrise Grill, and Granny got his he hates the home fries. So he ordered them with jalapenos, and y'all then all he did was bitch about the jalapenos.
You got jalapenos?
Y'all, and when it came, I told Durwood, "I pitied you. I pity you." And y'all, I had the jalapenos also, and I've already had explosive diarrhea, so only knows what's going to happen in room number 3.
We all have exploded since we got back.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Did you explode also?
Yeah, I didn't even have to. And so did you.
No, you were sitting close to the jalapenos. You were. It was sympathy diarrhea, right?
No, he shit before I did.
Anyway, there is an extra cleaning fee that's always charged whenever Granny checks in, because there's always an extra cleaning required. Brian, anything you want to say? Okay, great. there's right?
Any birthdays? Before you get too far.
No, we don't have any birthdays until Monday.
Oh.
So how about that?
We'll do that Sunday.
Right. Y'all, we were invited out to dinner with the owners of the Horror Hotel. Y'all, we kindly declined so that we could go get fucked up. And I think it was a wise decision.
I agree.
Y'all, speaking of the peanut gallery, we also had a discussion on how expensive the, what are those nuts called? Pistachios.
Yeah, I'll go on.
Now, y'all, you know, Granny loves to put nuts in his mouth. And Durwood is a one percenter, y'all. I don't know if you knew this or not. Granny says, oh, I just love to crack open those pistachios. And Durwood, ew. I buy the ones that are not in the shell. I have people to take my nuts out of the shell. Well, he's a fucking one percenter. If I need them pre-chewed, they'll come and pre-chew them for me also. Because, you know, and y'all, then there was a discussion about peanuts in your shit. And we don't know what was it? There was an old saying about, oh, he's so hot I'd eat the peanuts out of his shit.
Oh God.
But y'all, that, by the way, Dr. Stone, this is
that's called the baby Ruth.
Oh, right.
Yeah, peanuts in your shit is called Baby Ruth.
Okay, thank you, who are you? No, you're Big Dick. That was Big Dick with that. By the way, Dr. Stone, we ran into, was it Brett? Brent?
Bryant.
Bryant. Over at the Capri Lounge.
He wants his drawers back.
I approached him about the subject, and he did indeed get his underpants back. So I walked up and I introduced myself, Dr. Stone, as my friend. Maybe I shouldn't be talking about this. Well, anyway, the underpants were indeed returned, and by the way, is there going to be any glazed donuts this weekend?
Absolutely.
Brian has this look on his face, like I hope so. But anyway, Chris, anything you want to say to Jim or Gavin? You know, Gavin's coming down for the inappropriate pool party.
Is he?
Yes.
Well, Gavin, hurry up and get here. Uh-huh. Jim, you're an asshole for not being here this weekend.
Yes, he is. He's an absolute asshole. Now, because, y'all, Chris...
He's an asshole.
Right. But boy, if... But especially, you know, you and Granny, Jim, you and Granny have something in common. You both have blown out assholes.
Shut up.
Granny's from the inside, yours from the outside. But anyway. Y'all, we are just starting. We are just starting the horror weekend. And as you know, Sunday afternoon of the horror weekend is when Big Fatty really... gets fucked up. And y'all, if you think today is bad, you just wait until Monday. And y'all, did you enjoy the Granny and Durwood show today?
Yay!
Excuse me, there's some sympathy vomiting going on over here. I don't know. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely... Just a lovely weekend, and y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Big Fatty singing. Big Fatty, it's exactly what we expected from a horror weekend. Y'all, I left my ear trumpets at home, so I have to play the music through the computer. So anyway,
tell if you... Kitty.
What?
Kitty.
Do you want to be Squeaky Kitty on... Okay. Now I'm just going to address the peanut gallery. You know, Granny and Durwood are sharing a room right next to Big Fatty and Peanut Gallery. What do you think Big Fatty will hear all weekend long from that room?
Oh, Big Fatty's sympathy vomiting, that's for sure.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.